When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Naturally, we think of, unfortunately, the negative stuff that's surrounding the gambling. But for me, just watching him, the clips of him playing, he was just hardcore and he loved playing. And I think that's what I think about him the most is he never left a game with a clean jersey. And I think that that's what I like about him as far as the way that he played, which ultimately upset me when we're thinking about the fact that he did gamble in baseball was it didn't really negate it because people were still upset with everything, the negative aspects that he did bring to it, which is why, of course, he's never going to end up in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if things are going to change now that he has passed, but when it came to the way he played, nobody could really top that because of like how hard he played, how much he loved the game. And of course, the hits were there as well. And he also, understanding so that he did gamble on baseball, he embraced it to a certain extent because he would sell autographed baseballs for like $175 in Vegas saying right on the baseball saying, I'm sorry, I gambled on baseball. So he embraced it to a certain extent. So he wasn't denying it. So there's almost a kind of a tongue in cheek type of a facetious thing there. But I love the way that he talked about the game too. Like obviously he was an analyst for Fox and there's a love for it. And you could tell because of the way you watched him play and he was hustling. That's why they called him Charlie Hustle. He would dive for these balls and the way that he would play was something that you really wanted to be like. Watching Bryce Harper, I compared him to Pete Rose, just the way that he would attack the ball and dive for these things. And, you know, hitting the ball is one thing. I know we're so obsessed with these guys hitting the ball over the fence and rightfully so, that's going to win a lot of games, but getting on base is obviously super imperative and RBI is definitely a step that we don't love as much, but the way that he played was something that I think needs to be celebrated. And the way that he loved the game was something that we didn't talk about enough because of all the dark cloud that was over him. You know, when it came to him, I definitely think about how much he loved the game and how hard he played it.
And no longer seeing him as perfect or a hero or an idol, but as you point out, flawed, and taking the Pete Rose package as it was. Interesting stuff. Jessica Kleinschmidt is a longtime reporter for the Oakland A's, which will change soon, has done a ton of radio and TV appearances for them and has been part of their crew for how many years, Jess?
Oh my goodness. I just finished my sixth season.
So now that the regular season is done, I can only imagine the wash of emotions that you have had to process with the rest of the fan base over the course of the last few weeks, knowing this day was coming where they would no longer be the Oakland A's. So with the season in the rearview mirror, What are your emotions?
I kind of described it as an emotional hangover the day after it happened, because it just felt like I went through a breakup, really. And that was the easiest way to describe it, because yes, I knew it was happening, like you said, but when I showed up to the Coliseum on that last day, it really felt like a funeral and had all the makings of it, because you see these people you haven't seen in years, these people that you love, and you're celebrating the departure of something. So it was definitely a funeral in that aspect. You look up and see Tyson Ross, and I love this person, but you know he's there because this team's about to go away. You look up and you see Dave Stewart there, you know he's there because the team's about to go away. And you look up and you see these people that you haven't seen in a while. Chad Pinder's there. Chris Davis is there, and they're there because this team is no longer going to be around. So that aspect was really hard. But instead of wearing black, I wore a lime green dress. So it was a lot of those aspects. But the thing that was the most difficult was, and you know, working in the media, we see people with microphones in front of their faces and the camera on them. We hear the people with the something to say with the script, but we don't think about the producers and the directors and the people who search my purse walking in, and the security people who are amazing. Sue, who takes care of me, makes sure I'm fed every day. Hugging her, it was a different kind of hug. Seeing Tiffany walking in and seeing Manny walking in, it was just like a different type. They just looked different, and they looked they didn't look like how they usually do. And scanning my credential and knowing I'm probably never going to see some of these people again was very, very difficult. And honestly, just the way that everybody handled it. I want to just like once again talk about how the players handled it, because mind you, I know a lot of people understand that these baseball players aren't rooted in a certain city because you can't control who you get drafted by.
Right.
But the A's especially, there are 19 rookies on that squad. And that means a majority of them probably aren't going to be from Oakland. Only Seth Brown really was on that team, who was drafted in 2015. That's unheard of for most teams, but especially the A's. They're definitely a team that likes to trade a lot of players. That goes without saying. So the fact that these young rookies wanted to go out and pay homage to the players and have walk-up songs dedicated to Oakland. Tyler Ferguson, his walkout from the bullpen was an homage to Grant Balfour, Metallica's One, and that was during the 2012 season when they got the AL West title. It really brought us back to that amazing season, and you know, sporting the green and gold colors and making sure they sported the Oakland uniform. Mason Miller, who has only been with the team for a few seasons, making sure that he's showing the front of his uniform with pride after he got the final out at the Oakland Coliseum ever. Mm-hmm. These guys didn't have to do that. I would have been totally understanding if they didn't, you know. Joey Estes, I interviewed him on the very last game, 22 years old, walking around in all white, told me, you know, Oakland is the place that made my dreams come true. I grew up coming here. Why would I not talk to the security guards and walk around embracing this place? So to know that these guys were so young, they'd embraced it.
Yeah.
And obviously Mark Kotze, who not only got his time, he's spent time as far as a manager and of course a coach, but he played center field for the Oakland A's. And he walked out to center field the night before with his wife, Jamie, and just stood in center field and spoke to everybody, you know, spoke to the fans and embraced it. So a lot of those things felt very real. And so it was just one of those aspects where baseball was secondary to everything that was going on. And, you know, me myself, you know, I was 11 when I went to my first A's game, and driving home, I told my dad I was going to cover the A's one day. I wanted to be an A's reporter. So it hit me hard too. That final game, the win was beautiful, the way it all went down, the way that Kotz led the speech, with the A's, the players all did it, all the interviews and the speeches, and the way that everybody cried and hugged each other, and the way that the fans came out and sold out crowd. It was gorgeous. It was beautiful. And I don't think it could have went any better way.
I've heard from a bunch of fans, and it seems to be a mixed bag of reaction when I ask whether they will follow the team to first Sacramento and then Las Vegas. But having interacted with many of the fans and those enormous crowds the last couple days, what is your sense about the current fan base and how it will process the move of the A's over the next couple of years?
It's a great question. And I just want fans to know, like, I'm extremely understanding if they don't. I would love that. I don't foresee them going over to be a Giants fan. I don't think that that's wise, because A's fans are very loyal. They're very passionate. When it comes to the fandom that A's fans are, they're hardcore baseball people. They also embrace other teams because they'll go on the road and they'll watch baseball because they love the game of baseball, but they will not go to a Giants game and root for the Giants. If you know where I'm coming, they'll root for Bob Melvin. They'll root for Matt Chapman, but they'll root for Mark Canna. They will not root for the Giants is what I'm saying. And if we're being honest, everybody's a former ace. You will find somebody on a team that you can root for, but they will not root for a team. But I remember during the final podcast that for the season with Ray Jensen, who's my boss, he's wonderful. The thing that was awesome is we were very understanding if the fans did not want to follow the A's to Sacramento. The shows are going to remain the same for the most part. The talent's going to stay the same. But I think it's one of those aspects where we're all very understanding of it all.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I think there's a beautiful aspect to it. It's going to be different. It's going to look different. We're going to adjust to it just as they are. I don't know, Amy, it's a great question. But I also know that whatever they decide, I'm going to support them 100%. I would love for them to join me on this ride. Actually, this is my first time publicly saying I was invited to Sacramento. I understand if they don't. But I love them, and I've appreciated everything that they've done. Before I even made my first paycheck covering the Oakland A's, I was an A's fan myself, and I still am. And it was because of them that they embraced me and my family. They're the reason why I love going and covering the game. The reason why the Coliseum is so good, and Brent Rooker said it, 2024 All-Star snub, Brent Rooker said it. The reason why the Coliseum is so good is because it's not frilly. There's no bells and whistles there. People that are there, they love the game of baseball and they go there to watch the game. So the one thing we all have in common is the game of baseball. So the reason why I love the fans so much is because of that rawness. There's nothing extra there. We're not going to go to an A's game because there's something like a ride. There's not going to be a ride there. It's not necessarily
a tourist
attraction. There's no pool. It's a concrete slab with the best game in the world playing on. The grounds are good. Some of the best field crew ever. The grounds crew is amazing. It's top notch. But when it comes down to it, there's nothing extra. And the one thing we all have in common is that beautiful game. So that's what makes it different from any other team. It's unique and it's one of a kind. And I preach authenticity. So if it's one thing, I will say the one thing that will remain the same is how different this is going to look. Yeah. And we don't know what it's going to look like. But I just want all the fans to know that I love them and I will support them with whatever decision they decide to make moving forward.
She's got a lifelong relationship with the A's currently as their multimedia reporter and part of their pre and post game on the A's radio network. Oakland no longer a part of it. Sacramento is soon to be. It's already up on the MLB website, Jess. The A's at Sutter Health Park. The park will host the A's for the 25 through 27 baseball seasons ahead of the team's move to Las Vegas in 2028. You've been to the park. What's it like?
It's a great question. Yes, I was on the call about 3 weeks ago. It was Aviators versus Rivercats. So it's AAA Giants versus AAA A's. And not a lot has been done because of the fact that games are still going on, and rightfully so. You can't do a lot of construction while the games are being played. It looks like there was the home clubhouse being worked on at the moment. It's a minor league ballpark, and there's some things that need to be made. A lot of construction needs to be done that I can confirm on. I believe we're looking at a turf field. I believe that the batter's eye needs to be fixed. I do love that park. I got my start in a AAA field with the Reno Aces, so I have seen a lot of Sutter Park. I was covering Tim Lincecum when he was trying to make his comeback, and so every game that he pitched or even was even there, it was a sellout. So I would just assume it's going to look like that for every single game. It's going to be different. It's going to be unique. So that's what I'm ultimately picturing. It's going to be interesting to not say Oakland for a little bit,
right?
But that's going to be an adjustment we're going to have to make. It's just going to be the Athletics for a while.
As the A's move forward and they start a new chapter, what are one or two memories that you'll always have of the Coliseum?
So that 11-year-old game, right when I sat down, Eric Chavez hit a home run and he was playing third base. I looked at the program and I noticed him and I shared a birthday and immediately he became my favorite player. And he was playing third base. And when I was playing Little League at the time and I was feeling self-conscious because I was playing first base like my entire quote Little League career, but I had to switch to third base that week. And luckily, knowing that Eric Chavez did that, I was like, cool, this is great. And it turns out I was actually able to tell Eric Chavez this story last year when the A's inducted him into the A's Hall of Fame. And then when I was very geeky and geeking out to this story about this actual game, it turns out Mark Cossey was playing center field in that exact game. And now he's my manager, which is great to like this full circle moment. And I think another really cool story was I was actually able to have Kim Ng on my show last year. And it was kind of one of those situations where I don't fangirl. I like to think I meet a lot of cool people and I keep it cool. I was not cool, Amy. I was freaking out. I think I borderline made her feel uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie. I think she even said like, calm down. Like, I'm sorry. But the moment we pressed record, I was calm. I was professional. After she left, I definitely cried a little bit, but she was amazing. It was a phenomenal interview. Like I got some really cool, like compliments from people from the San Francisco Chronicle. They were very complimentary and stuff. So that was definitely a cool moment as well. But I will say like the Stephen Vogt home run during his very final at bat after his kids introduced him right before he retired was awesome. And of course the Coliseum finale was great. And then everything I've ever dealt with Bob Melvin was phenomenal because he's just a great human being. So I'm lucky enough where when people ask me that question, I have like a billion memories, but those are definitely the top ones. Well, yeah.
Thank you for sharing a few. And if you're looking for photos of that last game, really the last series at the Coliseum, Jess has got a ton of photos, amazing photos. It's easy to find. It's at Kleinschmidt JD. And I'll make sure I share that a couple of times as we put this on podcast too, Jess. Moving forward into the playoffs, you've covered baseball for a long time. What's a series that stands out to you?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm really excited to see how this Padres Braves situation ends up because the way that the Padres have always played during the regular season, they've never been a team that you have to mess with. But when it comes to the postseason, they've always been kind of wonky. And I feel like Well, I've always followed everything Bob Melvin does because he was my manager. And I don't know if it was necessarily a managerial situation that happened last year. We're not going to get involved in that, but I really want to see how they fare in the postseason. But I think the one thing I'm most excited about is how to, not just the Guardians in the postseason, because I love me some Stephen Vogt, but specifically Josh Naylor in the postseason. I feel like the way that he approaches the game is electric. And not just because when he was playing the A's, he hit himself in the head with a helmet on. He hit himself in the head with a bat after he hit a home run. I really want to see how Stephen Vogt approaches these playoffs with Naylor. And then, of course, this amazing squad that's been really, really impressive. So that's going to be really interesting. And I could talk about the Phillies and Dodgers. That's like boring. That's like those guys always do those things. But, you know, so it's going to be really interesting to see how those guys do. And, of course, there's some wild card stuff that I'm excited about. The Royals definitely deserve it. I love me some Vinny Pasquantino and then Bobby Witt Jr. And then everything the Orioles do, they're fantastic as well. So there's a lot of fun stuff that's happening. Definitely the underdogs are always the teams that I'm going to be paying attention to.
Oh, yeah. Bring on the fresh blood for sure. I enjoy seeing new storylines and new guys. And as much as we hear and see him all the time, Otani's never been in the postseason either. So this will be really interesting.
I almost forget that. I know that because up until recently, obviously, the AL West, we were always playing AL West teams. But you would forget that. I forget that Mike Trout wasn't in the postseason, too, just the way that they were always approaching it. Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you follow her at Kleinschmidt JD. And not only does she have amazing photos and videos from the last couple of weeks of the A's, especially that last game with the sold out crowd. But she will have more to come moving forward because that relationship is not yet done. Gosh, I appreciate you sharing those emotions and those stories. And if it makes you feel any better, I geeked out over my first interview with Kurt Warner the way that you did with Kim. So it wasn't just you. I've done it
good.
Too.
I felt guilty of it too. I was like, Jess, you've been so professional. I met Joey Votto and I was completely professional too. But when it came to Kim, I was like, oh, there it is. She cracked. It happens. Yeah.
It does. Thank you so much, Jess. It's good to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.